Good morning, Oroville. Today is Monday, 3rd of September, and right now it's cloudy here in Oroville on 26 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast predicts for today overcast with a chance of rain, with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 31, and with a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from southwest at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms, again with winds from southwest at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain is on 80%. Morning humidity was almost on 80% and it will drop for 10% by noon and of course rise back up until evening. Moon is Van Gibbous and still illuminated on 93%. Sad news striking the community that our good friend and brother George Van Reckem has quietly left his body in his sleep in his house at Shakti near Aspiration Community. He was 77 years old and had been a heart patient since years. George came to Oroville from Belgium in 1972 and has, through his studies, research and deep understanding of the teachings and vision of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, touched many a person worldwide, opening eyes to their remarkable path and call. His many articles and books are widely read in Europe and USA, where he regularly gave talks throughout the years, while also in Oroville he shared his insights during talks with the community. The urge to express his understanding in writing was strong and we are grateful for it. George had a deep and intimate understanding of the way Oroville works and was always able to place the city's growth pangs, challenges and oftentimes difficult hurdles on the way in the context of our founder's evolving vision, maintaining an upbeat, inspiring presence through the years. We will clearly miss him. George's body has been brought to the Heart Center and friends can come and bid last farewell to him from 8 a.m. till 8 a.m. daily. George's remains will be buried at Adventure Funeral Grounds today at 4 p.m. after the cremation. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are all invited by the Resident Assembly Service to a collective priorities and values meeting number 5, which will be on affordable housing. The last collective priorities and values meeting focused on the need for affordable housing in Oroville as a step toward the removal of financial barriers to joining the community. Tomorrow, Sora from L'Avenir de Oroville has agreed to present to the meeting the challenges faced by affordable housing in Oroville, future plans for affordable housing projects, and why the transit launch affordable housing project starts. For more information, we can call on 948-6623-749. Well, coming weekend will be quite busy for those who follow music and culture events. So let us start with the music. On Saturday, 8th of September, at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, Spanish Pavilion presents classic Spanish guitar by Asherman, featuring music of Barrio, Laurel, Merlin, Bach, J. Rodriguez, Morel, Powell, Dinas, Sainz de la Maza. After the concert, they will offer a taste of Spain. Oxata, Tiger Nut Drink, and Turon, Spanish Nougat Sweet. Both recipes are made in Oroville by the Spanish Pavilion members. Asherman will also play on live music event an evening before, Friday, at Solitude Farm. And Saturday also at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, Ladislav Brosman, on solo violin, he will play sonatas by Johann Sebastian Bach, Prokofiev, and Isaiah. At 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, we will have a chance to laugh at the quiz show version 2.1 with more zap, more rap, more interaction, and more audio output by a Genius Incorporated production. But they are asking us to send them any Oroville trivia questions they would like to challenge the teams and audience with, and photos of Orovillians in their youthful days that they can use on the screen, which is supposed to be size of 1 MB, and you can mail them to botanical@oroville.org. On Thursday, September 6th at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents a talk on the states of the consciousness, tools and the service of life by Dr. Catherine Henry Pleaser, who will explain how we can explore all the strata of the unconscious, clean up emotional memories, repair the story of the transgenerational clan, integrate the masculine and the feminine, use the energy of archetypes and egregores in a positive way, and take the path of forgiveness, unconditional love, and self-fulfillment. Talk will be in French with simultaneous English translation. Aspiration is a program for newcomers to explore Orville, and it's a new name given to the program for newcomers known as Orientation to Orville. A new session of it will be held between Thursday 6th and Thursday 13th. And this program is part of the entry process in Orville, and it's meant for people who have started a newcomer period. For further information and registration, they're asking you to contact their team via email aspiration@orville.org or by phone 948-848-3485. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. we can see Meditations on Savitri, Book 8 and 9, The Book of Death and Book of Eternal Light, a film by Manohas of Huta's painting illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied by her own organ music. And a Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they are breaking the trend in this series and move away from topical themes to a country regional theme. This and the following week, they bring us some treasures from Greece in their new series of Greek films. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Drama and Romance, Tukaritsi Metamora, A Girl in Black, made in Greece in 1956 by director Mihalis Kalikoigiannis. And tomorrow they will screen Drama Iphigenia, made in 1977, again by director Mihalis Kalikoigiannis. And on Wednesday, we can see famous drama adventure, Alexis Zorbas, Zorba the Greek, which was made in 1964, again by Mihalis Kalikoigiannis, with Anthony Quinn and Irene Pappas. In The Word of the Mother, volume 14, we read, "There is a purpose in life, and it is only true and lasting one, the divine. Turn to Him and the emptiness will go. Blessings." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.